BBC News with Lapa Kothari. President Barack Obama has called on the government of Iran to halt what he described as the violent and unjust action against those opposing the results of the recent elections. The president, using his most forceful language so far in the present crisis, said the Iranian government must understand that the world was watching. John Donison reports from Washington.
The president's statement comes after criticism from some quarters here, saying Mr. Obama has not been outspoken enough, both in his support of the protesters and his condemnation of the Iranian government. Driven on by Republicans, both houses of Congress overwhelmingly passed a resolution this week strongly condemning the actions of the Iranian government, putting pressure on the president to do the same. But Mr. Obama is treading a fine line. He doesn't want to be seen to be interfering, something which could stir up anti-American sentiment within Iran and work against the protesters.
The main opposition challenger in the disputed presidential election, Mir Hossein Mousavi, has urged his supporters to continue their protests, but stressed that they should be peaceful. In a message on his website, Mr. Mousavi said he didn't want anyone to put their lives in danger, but stressed that they had a constitutional right to demonstrate. He said he would stay with the people to the end. He also insisted that the election result must be annulled. Forensic tests are being carried out to identify the remains of two bodies which have been handed over to British diplomats in Iraq. Scientists will also try to establish how and when the men were killed. Earlier, the British Foreign Secretary David Miliband said the government's thoughts were with the families of five men who were kidnapped in Baghdad 2 years ago. He also called for the immediate and safe release of all remaining hostages in Iraq. Our security correspondent Frank Gardner reports.
Almost everyone involved in trying to resolve Britain's longest-running hostage crisis for a generation is in shock. Only a few days ago it was thought that most, if not all, of the five British hostages in Iraq were alive and well and would eventually be released. But late on Friday night, the Iraqi authorities delivered the remains of two bodies to the British embassy in Baghdad, together with their belief that they belonged to two of the Britons kidnapped by a Shiite militia in 2007. It's still not known how, when, or where the men died.
More than 60 people have been killed and 200 others injured in a truck bomb attack in Iraq, the deadliest for more than a year. The blast occurred near the northern city of Kirkuk. Bob Trevelyan reports.
The bomb went off in a busy market area shortly after midday prayers. Many of the casualties were worshippers who'd been leaving a Shia mosque run by the minority Turkoman community. Witnesses said the blast badly damaged the mosque and destroyed several mud brick buildings nearby, burying people in the debris. The attack was in an oil-rich part of Iraq, where Kurds, Arabs and Turkomans are competing for power.
BBC News. Ethiopia has said it won't provide military support requested by neighbouring Somalia unless there's an international mandate for such an intervention. A spokesman for the Ethiopian government also said the international community, not just Somalia's neighbours, should assist its transitional government in its fight against Islamist insurgents. Earlier, the Speaker of the Somali Parliament called on neighbouring countries to send troops. The Southern African regional organisation SADC has called on the political rivals in Madagascar to commit themselves to peaceful negotiations at the end of a special summit in South Africa held 3 months after Madagascar's president, Marc Ravalomanana, was ousted. SADC urged all sides to refrain from violence. The Arctic island of Greenland is assuming self-rule on Sunday in the latest step towards independence from Denmark. The move follows a referendum on greater autonomy in November. Sean Fanning reports.
Greenland's 57,000 people now gain greater control over the territory's future. Self-rule means a bigger proportion of the profits from mineral resources, precious stones, oil and gas stays at home, though Denmark still gets some. Those mineral resources are becoming easier to get at as the ice sheets melt. Greenlandic, an Eskimo-based language, becomes the official idiom. Greenlanders are recognised as a distinct people, and the territory takes on responsibility for police and justice. But Denmark will still determine foreign defence and monetary policy.
The American tobacco firm Philip Morris has agreed to pay the Colombian government $200 million annually for a 20-year period as part of an out-of-court tax evasion settlement. The firm said that it recognized that its business practices had been the object of serious criticism in Colombia. Philip Morris is accused, along with British American Tobacco, of having supported the activities in Colombia of tobacco smugglers. BBC News.